Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Full Throttle by Julianne Walker, performed by Angela Daw. To my big sister, Dana. When I was younger, I thought being known as Little Dana was a curse. I wanted people to see me not as your mini-me, but as myself. Now I realize being Little Dana was a blessing. It gave me big shoes to fill and made me always strive to be better, do better, and reach higher. That drive has served me well in life. Thank you for that. All great things are simple and can be expressed in a single word. Freedom, justice, honor, duty, mercy, hope. Winston Churchill. Prologue. Georgetown Campus, Washington, D.C. 8 years ago.
Hey, little Nenya. Where are you going in such a hurry, eh?
Abigail Thompson's heart took flight at the sound of Carlos's smooth baritone calling from directly behind her. She spun around, bracing herself for the impact of his laser-black eyes and that oh-so-tempting dimple in his left cheek. But the stupid sidewalk chose that moment to go all wonky, like the floor of a funhouse. And instead of the graceful pirouette she'd planned, she ended up tripping over her own 2 feet. Down fell her books, her purse, and her enrollment papers as she lurched sideways toward the curb. "Son of a biscuit!" she yelled as her ankle rolled over the lip of the sucker. But no matter how she pinwheeled her arms like a cartoon character, there was no stopping her momentum. "Honk!" a car horn blared. "Rrrr!" a set of brakes squealed. Her entire body flashed hot and cold in the early autumn air, the hair on her head standing stick straight as she squeezed her eyes shut, preparing for the bone-breaking blow. But she was saved from becoming a hood ornament by the grace of God, hallelujah, amen, and Carlos's quick reflexes. He snagged her wrist in a firm grip, deftly yanking her out of oncoming traffic and into his arms. And speaking of the grace of God, heaven. That's what she was now in. With her face pressed against his solid chest and the heady smell of soap and man filling her nose, that was the only way to describe it. Well, if she was splitting hairs, Nirvana, Paradise, or Wonderland probably worked too. Your body is a wonderland. When John Mayer penned those words, he had to be talking about Carlos, right? Because the dude was flat out smoking. Adonis come to life. Carlos, that is, not John.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?